Mechanics at Northwest Airlines have been on strike for nearly 1 week now. The company and its striking mechanics paint sharply different pictures of how well Northwest is able to maintain its planes. The airline has brought in replacement mechanics and managers to help repair planes during the strike. It has also outsourced repair work. That is a practice conducted by other carriers as well. It's a way to cut costs, one that also raises safety concerns. Michigan Radio's Bill Poorman reports.
Here at Detroit Metropolitan Airport, a group of striking mechanics is walking in a circle just outside of the Northwest Terminal. From this spot, they can look across the tarmac at some planes at the gates. Sometimes they see one of their replacements and can't resist offering their assessment of their work.
Hey, when you put the hose up, you're supposed to dump it, stupid! Hey, I guess you got the wrong training, moron!
I would love if you dumped that all over the place.
It's unlikely that the replacements can hear them. These workers are pretty far away, and there's lots of noise here. But many replacement workers are completely out of earshot because they're working on planes in other U.S. cities or in countries like Germany, China, and Brazil. Government statistics show that 53% of airplane maintenance is now outsourced. That number is up from 47% 2 years ago and continues to grow. This trend has Bob Rose worried. He's the president of Local 5 of the Aircraft Mechanics Fraternal Association, the union striking against Northwest. Today, Rose is keeping tabs on the strike from the union's base camp about 5 miles away from the airport.
We've got airplanes that came from these third-party vendors. First flight back into Detroit. And we've had those planes in the hangars for up to a week, trying to fix what these guys supposedly fixed and signed off.
Northwest declined an interview for this report, but in documents the company put out leading up to the strike, Northwest said a strike would lead to a big increase in the use of third-party maintenance firms. The Federal Aviation Administration still certifies these repair shops, both in the U.S. and abroad, but the agency is still trying to catch up with the pace of repair and maintenance outsourcing. A 2003 audit by the Department of Transportation's Inspector General criticized the FAA, saying that the agency was moving too slowly. FAA spokesman Les Dorr says the agency is making progress and will issue some new rules soon, but the agency isn't alone in ensuring safety.
The FAA, in its regulatory responsibility, naturally does oversight to ensure that FAA standards are being met. But ultimately, the responsibility for safety rests first and foremost on the air carrier.
The FAA also doesn't always directly monitor some foreign repair stations. The U.S. has agreements with a number of countries that allow foreign inspectors to oversee repair stations. Richard Gritta is an airline analyst with the University of Portland. He says that raises another set of questions.
The outsource stuff, especially to third world countries, and there is some of that going on, that are we as convinced that they have strict and tight controls over people getting in who might have various motives to sabotage pieces of aircraft and stuff. So that's apart from the financial aspect.
Gritta says while it's not clear that there are now security problems, Congress was concerned enough that it ordered the Transportation Security Administration to develop new security rules by August of last year. Those have yet to come out, but the agency says the proposed rules will likely be posted in the next few weeks. Either way, Marshall Filler says passengers shouldn't be too concerned. Filler is with the Aeronautical Repair Station Association, which represents third-party mechanics. He says outsourced repair shops already get a lot of inspections, and market pressure comes to bear if a shop does shoddy work.
In all likelihood, that repair station, well, number one, they could either lose a lot of business or go out of business. And so safety is good business. It's always been good business. And our members don't need to have the FAA there every day for them to do the right thing. If you look at the safety record in this country, I think it bears that out.
And the airlines are looking to preserve that safety record while finding ways to keep costs and airfares down. Back at the Mechanics Union strike headquarters, local president Bob Rose says he's not sure that's possible. He says safety is ignored.
Probably sooner rather than later, you're going to see an incident. And hope to God I'm wrong, but I can just about guarantee I'm not.
Meanwhile, Northwest insists that safety is a top concern. And as airlines continue to look for ways to cut their billions of dollars in losses, saving money by outsourcing their airplanes' repair is becoming an option that's increasingly hard for them to resist. For NPR News, I'm Bill Poorman in Ann Arbor, Michigan.